For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I would say the truth. But now I forbear lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. Lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations that was given to me, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So in other words, when you're going through, it's good to know that the Spirit of the Almighty God is with you, is upon you to give you the strength that you need. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. 1 Corinthians 15 and 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Based on those verses, we going to say something about, because of whose I am. When I'm weak, I am. Makes me strong. Because of whose I am. When I'm weak, I am. Makes me strong. All we have to do is just trust and believe. And I thank God for being able to open up my eyes this day and even looking around in this room and see God is. He is a healer. He is a keeper. And he is the one that continues to make a way. Sometimes when it seems like we don't know the way, God already have things already worked out in our favor. And, you know, Glenda, I'm so used to you bouncing back, girl. I just realized, but I'm glad I done got myself together. You finna tear me up again. I thank God. I thank God for a lot of the people in this church that are going through some things. You don't hear them complaining, not a lot of whole lot of foolishness, but they going through some things. It's not a headache. But when you can go through what that young lady is going through, you got no more business in here than a man in the moon. But she know not to listen to the doctor, not to listen to me, but to listen to God. Bless you. It is only by his grace that we are here this morning, and we are here in this last week of our national celebration of what we call Black History Month. But the reality for us is that every day of the year we should be proud and thankful for who God made us to be. Despite all of those that have suffered and died for freedom and equality, today we are still faced with racism and persecution, things that have changed. But the truth of the matter is that we are still shackled with invisible chains. We're walking around acting like we're free, and we're free to a degree. But when we deal with the reality of life, we know that there's still a lot of walls up in our faces. There are a whole lot of folk that are smiling yet in our faces and ready to stab us in our backs. Not only the white man, but they're also black people that are going against one another. So we got to get our act together. We got to stop killing one another. We got to stop mistreating and abusing one another. And we got to learn how to do what God would have us to do. We consider and we talk about black history. We got to understand that it deals with all of us. And we know and we relive the abuse and all of the heartache that our ancestors had to go through. And we ought to be thankful to God that God blessed us to be a part of a people that were able to endure. We come from some strong stock. We come from some folk that went through more than we could ever imagine in our minds. There are those of us, and we see many times, especially this month of the year and throughout the year, we may see different programs that sort of lets us know about our Black history. And I had an opportunity the other day to watch that The Book of the Negroes. And I don't know whether you watched it or not, but I got a lot out of that story. What I took away from that story was the powerful love and faith that these two characters had, that with all the suffering and all the things that they were going through, faith in God and love always allowed them to find one another. It also made me realize that where there's a way, God will help you make that way. We look at things and sometimes we get a little bent out of shape, and there are those that say, well, I don't watch that kind of stuff because it makes me angry, it makes me mad. But no need of you getting mad, because it happened to our brothers and our sisters that endured it and is already gone. And it's just an opportunity for us to see exactly how blessed we really are. An opportunity for us to see exactly how far the Lord has brought us. We ought to be proud to be who we are. In my lifetime, when it deals with Black history right here in Lexington, North Carolina, I can remember that on my birth certificate, I was a Negro. But as I got in school and the Black Power movement came through, then all of a sudden I was a Black man. And then when we looked around in our city and in our towns and in our states and country, we found out that there's a whole lot of folk with dark skin, and all of them wasn't Black. So now we have to be African American. So there comes the time that you better know who you are. And if you don't know who you are, then you ought to be in the history book. There were times when we were in school and we had U.S. history and we had world history, but they didn't talk about Black history. But I want to let you know that in the midst of world history and U.S. history, we were right there in the midst of it all. They just didn't write down about us because they didn't want nobody to know that we had a brain. They didn't want nobody to know that a lot of the things that they had for going for themselves, we were the ones that made it. We were the ones that were supplying the service. We have been servants most of our lives. You think about the fact that when we look at these pictures and we realize that they were brought to this country against their own will, treated and degraded and treated less than a human being. Looked at it in a nasty fashion, looked at like they were despicable, looked at like they couldn't even open up their mouth and say a word. An opportunity made out of the same dust of the ground that everybody else was made of, but we are not able to look you in your eye. We are not able to tell you what's on my mind. There were times, and I know there were times, where there was a lot of things that went through their mind they knew they could not say. We sit here, we free. But yet we are ungrateful. We watch these pictures and we sit around and we say, I wouldn't take that. We say, I'll do this and I'll do that. But if you had been there, you did just like they did. Now, there's always one or two that's going to be hard-headed or stubborn and say, I'm not going to do it. But you get enough beatings. You get enough knocks upside the head. You get enough of your stomach meeting your rib because you're not getting anything to eat. Then you start changing your mind. We think about it. We got to know that many, many people died and suffered. And despite all the struggles and the abusive treatment that our ancestors went through, we can still say today that we are still here. We belong to a God that'll never leave us, neither will he ever forsake us. We ought to know God for ourselves. We ought to know that God loves us just as we are. We ought to know that it doesn't matter that my skin might be a little darker, but that's all right. I thank God for my dark skin. I thank God that I'm a Black man. I thank God that now that I didn't have everything easy, because it makes you appreciate what you got. We have a lot of opportunities now, and we need to stop hiding behind they won't, and they won't allow us or won't let us. Now you want to let yourself do what you need to do. It may be a heart attack. It may take you longer to do it. You may not get paid as much money as that brother sitting in the desk beside you. But if you hang in there long enough, you got to think about what our forefathers went through. They suffered, they bled, they died, and they were beat over and over again. But they did not give up the struggle. They did not give up the fight. They had in their mind that some way, somehow, things are going to change. And if we want to be about our Father's business, we got to make some changes in our lives. We got to know that we serve a God that will never leave us, neither will he forsake us. When I know God, I know him as my shepherd. I know him as my protector. I know God as my provider. And as long as God provides for me, I know that everything is going to be all right. Now, I also realize that in this old flesh of ours, all of us have sinned and come short of God's glory. All of us have had those times when we fail out of the will of God. But those are the times we need to remember just how much the Lord loved us. God loved us so much that he allowed his only begotten son to die in our stead. Went to Calvary, died and was buried, got up on that third day with all power in his hands. He loved us, and because he loved us, Christ was the ransom for our sins. Suffered, bled, and died on the cross for red, black, white, whatever nationality you might be. But you got to understand that Paul wants you to understand this morning that you got to believe in the power of God's resurrection. If you don't believe in the resurrection, then you are not going to be saved. Because you got to confess with your mouth, believe that Jesus died and he got up. You can't just say that he died and I don't know. You got to know that he got up. And when he got up with all power. And that's why Paul says here, for I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received. How that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. So Paul is letting them know that it's in the word that Christ died for your sins. He was buried. He rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. The Bible says he was seen by Cephas. Then he was seen by the 12. After that, he was seen above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain until the present, but some are fallen asleep. Now you think about when this was written down, all of them have fallen asleep. We don't last that long anymore. We don't last as long as those brothers and sisters did in the Old Testament days. Oh, there's no Methuselahs up in here. There's nobody up in here that's going to go over 150 years old. We better be thankful if we make 70. And half of us not getting to 70. So you got to make the best of what you got. You got to live every day like it might be your last day. You got to trust God with all the power that you have. You got to know that in this life you may have fallen short along the way. But Paul said that even though I've fallen short, I realized that if it had not been for my experience on the Damascus Road, I would be lost and I wouldn't have any hope whatsoever. But now that I know God for myself, I'm not persecuting the church anymore. I'm not talking about the people of God anymore. I actually am the least of the apostles, but I've been working harder than a whole lot of them been working. Anybody always looking to see what somebody else is doing? You ought to do your own job. Don't worry about who's doing their job. If you do your job and do it like you ought to be doing it, everything will work out for your good. And if you don't know the other person is not doing their job, pray their strength in the Lord. Don't gossip, don't talk about them, don't pull them down, but pray their strength in God. Know that just like Paul said, I feel like I'm the least of the apostles, but also I've been persecuted because I persecuted the church myself. But then this is what I love about this verse. Paul says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. Now, Paul is saying to us this morning that I am what I am. You can't make me be nobody else. If you don't like who you are a sad individual. You may not like a whole lot of things in life, but you ought to love yourself. You ought to think well of yourself. You ought to think that you got it going on. You ought to think that you're one of those that got a couple of dollars in your pocket, even if you're broke. You ought to act like you got something when you don't have nothing. Don't never never let the devil know that you don't have nothing. Don't never let the devil know that you're down and out. What I found out is when the devil see you down, all he gonna do is just step on you. All he gonna do is just look at you. All he gonna do is just walk away from you. But when the Lord God see you down, compassion moves down on the inside. And the Lord God began to reach out and touch you. And I thank God for touching me, because I know that God's touch was not in vain. Paul said, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. So what Paul is saying is that it wasn't because of what I'm doing. See, a whole lot of folk think that because of what you do, you all of that. A whole lot of preachers think because you preach, you all that. We're nothing but servants. We are nothing but those lay members that ought to be about our Father's business. We ought to be trusting God with everything that we got. We ought to know this morning that everything is going to be all right. I just stopped by for a little while this morning. The only reason I'm able to stand this morning, because I serve a mighty God. I stand because I am what I am. I am who God made me. I am a child of the Almighty King. I know that the Lord God will make a way out of no way. I thank God right now in the name of Jesus, that if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, if God had not been on your side, where would you be this morning? Is there anybody in the house this morning that know exactly who you belong to? I'm glad to know that I am a child of the King. I belong to a mighty God. I thank God right now that I'm under the grace of God. Grace is that unmerited favor of God that he stored upon us. For I found out that who I belong to. If you know who you belong to, you'll know that I am. I am made me who I am. I am made a way out of no way. I am woke me up this morning. I am starting me on my journey. I am letting me know that when I get weak, he will make you strong. I am want you to know this morning that there are trials and tribulations in your life. Trouble is going to come. Death is going to come. Heartache is going to come. But hide in the pavilion of a mighty God. Know that God is sit high and he look down low. Know that the Lord will do what nobody else can do. I don't know about you, but I know exactly who I belong to. I belong to the power of a mighty God. And the God that I belong to this morning, I'm in his hands right now. When I began to think about the words of God, see, I almost got caught up in my own flesh. I almost got caught up in grief. I almost got caught up in feeling bad about some things. But I realized that the word of God said that when I'm weak, God will make me strong. So I stand as an example before the people of God this morning that no weapon formed against you ought to be able to deter you. No weapon formed against you ought to be a stumbling block that you cannot get over. I learned how to make a somersault. You ought to learn how to jump sometime. You ought to learn how to stretch your leg out every now and again. You got to get over your stumbling block. You got to get over your trials. You got to get over your thin skin. You got to get over worrying about what they say and think about what did he say. He said that I am the Lord thy God. God said on one occasion himself, he said, I am that I am. But who do men say that I am? You better know who God is for yourself. Don't let nobody tell you that God is not on your side. Don't let nobody tell you this morning that God don't look beyond your fault. Is there anybody in the house this morning that know that you've fallen short on God, but God still came to your rescue? God was there when everybody else was gone. Sometime in the late midnight hour, you opened up your weary eye. It might be dark in the room, but you can see the light of Jesus all down in your soul. Thank God everything is going to be all right. For I found out that weeping only endure for a night. If I can just make it through the night. Is there anybody in the midnight hour? You're tired of going through your night pain. You're tired of your weeping. I want to let you know one thing. Joy comes in the morning. If you know whose you are, then you know who made you. But now, you're still trying to figure out where you come from. We're at a point now where don't even make no difference who your mama, your daddy is. they can't save you. They don't have a heaven or a hell to carry you to. Once you get out on the outside and you become of age, then you owe God. And if you don't trust God with everything that you got, God will. God will do just what he said he would do. For he said, vengeance is mine, so saith the Lord. I know that sometimes it gets rough, but I encourage someone or everyone to hang in there. Don't give up. I don't care how bleak it is. I don't care how dark it may seem. There is a bright cloud. The sun is going to shine again. Hallelujah. Didn't you see the other day? It just snowed all pretty right quick. Then just in a moment, the sun peeked through the clouds. That's the God that we serve. I am made me who I am. Do you know I am? Or are you still trying to figure it out? I am is nobody but Jesus. He loves us. He sustains us and he keeps us. Even in times like these, he is God. He can, he will do whatever you need him to do.